With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Plenty of high school basketball last night, opening night of the high school basketball season in South Dakota. Huron Tigers were at home, doubleheader, as they hosted Sioux Falls, Washington. The visitors came out with the sweep of the two games last night. In the girls' game, Huron battled for a half, were down 7 at halftime, but then just couldn't get anything going offensively in the second half, scored just 8 points, had just one made field goal in the second half as Washington pulled away to win 67-34. For Huron, a double-double for Haven Hines, 18 points and 10 rebounds. In the boys' game, Huron got off to a hot start, up 22-9 at the end of the first quarter, but then Washington outscored Huron by 19 in the second quarter. Huron in catch-up the rest of the way, had plenty of chances, but Washington sealed the win late to win 69-64. Huron had 4 in double figures. Nathan Borns, Kobe Bush, each had 17 points. Tanner Evers had 12. Tegan Evers, 10 points for Huron. Both Huron teams now turn around to play again today. Doubleheader down at the Mitchell Corn Palace. Other scores in girls basketball last night. Mitchell Christian defeated Iroquois 45-18. DeSmit topped Esteline Hendrick 64-27. In AA scores last night, Brandon Valley defeated Stevens 59-30. Brookings topped Aberdeen 41-29. Harrisburg defeated Western Christian Iowa 64-54. It was Sioux Falls Lincoln 53, Watertown 44. O'Gorman defeated Roosevelt 53-40. Yankton edged Spearfish 48-44. Other boys' scores from last night, one in the area. DeSmit defeated Esteline Hendrick 69-32. One game was postponed. Mitchell Christian at Iroquois boys postponed to December 17th. Mitchell Christian didn't have enough kids available due to a national robotics competition and also oral interp going on in Pier, which was rescheduled from last week. So again, Mitchell Christian at Iroquois boys will be played on December 17th. That's a week from Monday. Double A scores from last night. Brookings edged Aberdeen 55-51. Lincoln 68, Watertown 32. Stevens was down early but came back and defeated Brandon Valley 63-57. Harrisburg defeated Western Christian Iowa 66-55. Yankton rolled over Spearfish 79-32. In wrestling last night, or actually started yesterday afternoon, Huron Tigers at the Rapid City Invitational. Biggest tournament Huron is in each year. 36 teams in Rapid City this year. Huron has one wrestler in the semifinals. Parker Brewer, who has not wrestled since his freshman year, had 3 pins at 220, and he's in the semifinals. Still alive and in position to finish as high as third place. Chipper Schillingstad at 138, Matt Kotz at 160, Gabe Rieger at 195, Tristan Cardona at 220, Tristan actually wrestling unattached, Sebastian Cardona at heavyweight. As far as the team standings go, Huron is 11th with a team score of 62. Rapid City Stevens tops the tournament after day one with 118 points. Windsor, Colorado, second at 111.5. Bismarck, North Dakota, third, 104.5. Then Pier, 95. Aberdeen, 85.5. Rounds out the top five. Girls hockey yesterday, Huron hosted Aberdeen. Aberdeen cruised to a 16-0 shutout win over Huron. College basketball from the last night, University of Sioux Falls defeated Concordia St. Paul 83-74. Augustana defeated Winona 78-67. And Northern State topped Bemidji 69-57. Men's college basketball last night, South Dakota State defeated Southern University 101-92. University of Sioux Falls defeated Concordia St. Paul 91-81. Augustana 88, Winona 80. And Northern State defeated Bemidji State 84-73. That's the rundown of college basketball from last night. A look at the schedule for today, a busy Saturday. Again, all the winter sports are running now. As I mentioned earlier, Huron Tigers hit the road in high school basketball tonight. Another doubleheader as they will visit the Mitchell Colonels tonight. Everything's an hour earlier than last night. The sub-varsity games will get underway at 2:30. We'll shoot for a 5:15 tip-off for the girls' game, followed by the boys. Both varsity games on the air on 1340, KIJV and Tiger 95. We open our area sports schedule today as the Miller Rustlers will host Cheyenne Eagle Butte, and we'll shoot for a 5 o'clock to 5:30 tip-off tonight here on KOKK. Other doubleheaders around the area, James Valley Christian is at Aberdeen Christian, Jones County is at Highmore Herald, Sunshine Bible is at Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Girls basketball, Wessington Springs is at Bridgewater Emory. Boys basketball, Wessington Springs plays Falkton in Woolsey. Wrestling, the Rapid City Invitational will wrap up by late this afternoon today. Gymnastics, here on Tiger Girls, are at the Aberdeen Invitational. I believe something like 17 teams in that big invite today. And Huron hosting Mitchell in girls, Aberdeen in boys hockey today at Bergman. So that's the rundown of our local schedule. Don't forget, we have to go to Sports Saturday coming up at about 8:15 this morning here on Tiger Coaches, boys and girls basketball coaches, Tim Budenhagen and John Scouten to join us. Also a brief talk with Activities Director Terry Rodert about the changes in scheduling we're seeing for high school basketball this year. That's Dakota Sports Saturday, and that comes up this morning at about 8:15. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're back at Slumberland Furniture talking to Rich Bragg. Hopefully by this time you've got all of your Thanksgiving leftovers eaten. We're still going to talk about the Thanksgiving sale because there's great deals going on. But you know what? Your time is running out.
Got 25% off of the Slumberland low price. That does go here for just this final week. Also, still some of those great specials. That artwork, the big canvas artwork for $19. We've still got a few of those left. We also are starting to get into our year-end clearance, so we've got a lot of our other artwork throughout the store marked down. So if you've been looking for a new wall hanging or picture, now would be a great time. And then again, still just the big specials on mattresses. We still are running the free adjustable base upgrade, so a lot of the beds, you can add that power base for no extra charge to the set. We still have the 5-year financing running with Tempur-Pedic, as well as the $300 bonus cash that you can apply to power bases. So lots of great deals still going. But again, this will be the last week. You want to get in now and take advantage of those.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Morning, everyone. Back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. We talk with John Scouten, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball, here on Falls to Washington to open the season last night, 69-64. Strong start, but then Washington came back and Huron just seemed to be in catch-up mode starting the middle of the second quarter on. Had chances, though. And John, you know, you had the strong start in the first quarter, but again, maybe just a few too many threes, even though we were making them early. And after a bit, didn't take long for Washington to get themselves back into it.
Yeah, you know, when those first few threes start to go, you really, as a coach, you're happy with it. But I'm telling the guys on the bench, we can't settle for that jumper because eventually that jumper's not going to go. So if we build our offense simply on that three-point shot, we're going to be in for a tough night each and every night we play. So we got to be better at distributing the basketball, looking around, trying to get tough baskets inside the paint, and taking shots, you know, after the ball goes inside out. I thought last night it was a lot of pass around the perimeter, catch and shoot, And like you said, they went in, and so you can't argue with that. But if the ball goes inside to a post up or on a drive, we get in the paint and kick it out, that three is a pretty good one. Or offensive rebound, we had a couple of those as well. So we got to make sure those three-point shots, we got to be a little wary of that.
You know, and that's the thing. We open up a 22-9 lead at the end of the first quarter, and then we come out in the second quarter, and like you said, it was just a quick shot. I don't think we get more than 10 minutes in the shot clock, and we're letting it fly. And that's the thing. It was like we're trying to shoot, get the dagger 9 minutes into the game, and all there's just too much time left to really think that way.
Yeah, definitely. Kids always want to try to hit that home run, and it's our job as coaches to help them see that. If a kid's hit three or four in a row and he's feeling it, let's take that shot. But Washington made a little run, 7-0 to start the second quarter. A catch and shoot three at that time is probably not the most advantageous shot for us.
You know, I think you just said here before we went on, too, that we ended up with more threes scored than twos scored. And you just want the balance, really. You need to show the other team that we can do something inside or inside that arc.
Yeah, we had 18 made baskets last night. 13 of them were threes. In my time here on the boys' staff, I can count on one hand the number of times we've hit 10, 12, 13 threes in a game. So we had a really, really good shooting night. And these kids have that ability. We've got a lot of guys that can stretch the floor like that. But now we got to pair with that, being able to attack the basket strong, being able to throw it inside to a post up a little bit with Tanner or Kobe or Blake or somebody like that who's got a matchup we like. But you're right, we got to distribute it a little bit better, a little more evenly across the board.
You know, when things were rolling there good in the first quarter, Nathan Borns hit a couple of threes. Kobe Bush hit a couple of threes. I think he hit a couple of really tough twos from the free throw line. And plus we were keeping them, you know, they didn't get into the court. They weren't running the way they wanted to in the first quarter, and so I thought both ends we had it where we wanted it at that point.
Yeah, we got off to a really good start. Normally that first night out, you're kind of worried about some nerves, guys not communicating, kind of, you know, taking the environment of the arena in. We had a phenomenal crowd, phenomenal support, and you kind of wonder how that's all going to affect the kids, but we came out pretty well, pretty solid on both ends, like you said. But it was our defensive stops that led to our offensive ability. I thought the second quarter then they made a little run, we started casting shots, and it rolls flipped. Their defense ignited the offense, and when we cast that long three and don't make it, I mean, that's like an outlet pass for them, and they're gone. So, you know, hopefully as we continue, we can sustain that intensity on the defensive end throughout the game.
You know, and we had our opportunities, you know, and that's the thing. It sometimes comes down to little things. We miss a block out late in the game when they miss a free throw, when we needed them to miss a free throw. We get a offensive board off a free throw, but can't get the put back in. It was obviously contested, but, you know, little things like that, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of difference between the two teams last night.
No, Washington played really well, and that was a good matchup for us. I mean, neither team had a big old bruiser. Everyone on the floor could shoot a little bit, drive, had some quickness, athleticism. You know, that's when we let slip. And unfortunately, you know, that's the way the game goes. The ball bounces that way. And we got to be tough enough to come back this afternoon, this evening in Mitchell and compete with the Colonels.
You know, and that's the thing now. Mitchell did not play last night. I'm sure Neuendorf was in attendance last night. And so he's got something to work on. And, you know, you can only go back to last year. They have a couple of kids that played last year, but not a lot of known quantities back. As I said, I looked at their roster. They have a lot of young height, some very tall freshmen and sophomores. I think you said, there's only, five juniors and seniors on the roster?
Yeah, when I was looking at it last night, they got three seniors with the Nelson kid, the Sukop kid, and Factor. Those three guys are seniors, and then they had a couple of juniors, a really small number of junior class, and then, the rest are sophomores and freshmen. Like you said, kind of an unknown. Saw him on the JV a little bit last year. When we get down there, we fully expect energy level to be high. They're going to be long, athletic. excited to play us. I mean, it doesn't matter what the past has been like. Every year is different with this matchup.
Yeah, and those three seniors, those are the three that you do recognize from last year, Nelson, Sukup, and Factor. I think Factor came off the bench. The other two started. We know Keel Nelson is just a great athlete. He's going to play quarterback at Dakota Wesleyan next year. So you kind of watch those three guys, and, you know, those are three that I'm sure they're going to be depending on just to kind of be in charge on the court.
Absolutely. You know, you look at your seniors for that leadership, and for those guys, they've had some tough times down there. And so they're looking at it too. They're excited to have some youth, to have some height, to have the athletes that they have. It's going to be a really tough test for us tonight. Starting with those three seniors, we got to make sure we know where they're at, and we got to make sure our seniors are doing the same thing for us. You know, leading our guys, as well as some of the juniors that step on the floor. I've told the guys at the start of the year, you know, leadership isn't defined by your age. To me, leadership is if you can make somebody around you better. So if our sophomore can make a senior better, he's being a leader in that moment. So we got to make sure we got guys leading the right way, holding each other accountable, playing together, and competing tough tonight.
Well, you know, two guys we haven't mentioned, Jet McGurr and Tanner Evers. Jet McGurr, you know, he's going to be the leader out there. He's not going to do anything flashy. I don't think he even scored last night, but he's going to play defense. He runs the offense for us. You just depend on him not to make mistakes. And Tanner Evers, he was the guy that kind of got us going again when we got another low there in the third quarter. Hit a couple of threes in his unconventional style and kind of got us back into it.
Yeah, we looked at those two guys. I mean, they play big minutes for us. You know, Jess got a ton of experience. He's an incredible defender. He brings a toughness to the game. You know, being the quarterback of the football team, did a great job leading there this season and in past years. The shots weren't going last night. Jet didn't take a ton of shots, but the ones he did take.
But he never does.
Right, you're right. And that's not necessarily his role. But when the shots were there, I mean, I thought he was aggressive a couple times to the basket, just didn't get him to go. He's got that nice left hand. He's big and strong, can finish through some contact. And you're right, Tanner sparked us a little bit that third quarter. It was nice to see him kind of come out of his shell and be ready to knock the shots down, coming off the floor smiling. You know, he sat in a stance and guarded their big kid. Obviously, he's undersized in there most nights. But he's got such a good leaping ability. You know, he's in there tipping the ball. And
his athleticism is kind of an unknown. He's a really good swimmer, you know, and that translates well just to the conditioning side of basketball.
Oh, definitely. You know, and he's also been playing volleyball, you know, with Coach Brendan Higgins' volleyball team, practicing with them. I mean, that's helped his explosiveness, his jumping. I know he played on a boys volleyball team this fall.
I believe.
Shoot, you talk to anyone out in California, I mean, boys volleyball players, they're incredible athletes. They can jump, and you see that in Tanner. You know, and also, I thought last night Mason and Blake came in and gave us great minutes. Neither one played out of their minds, but they did what they could do. Mason had a couple nice passes. His three was all but down. Blake got a bucket, a couple offensive rebounds, some defensive rebounds. I thought Blake did a good job communicating, talking through screens. So, really, I mean, all four of those seniors that got on the floor last night, I thought did an incredible job for us.
You know, Blake Cruz, that was a kid that we kind of handled with kid gloves for a lot of the season last year just because he had that arm injury in football, and then when it didn't heal right, they basically started over, and he actually came back earlier than expected last year. But still, I know you're always a little worried about, well, any time he hit the floor at that point, really.
Right, and unfortunately, you know, he's got kind of a leg injury now that he's kind of going through, battling through, but you can't ever question his heart. I mean, he comes in the gym and he works his butt off. There was a day of practice this week. It got so bad he couldn't stand at the free throw line and shoot free throws. He had to move and walk a little bit, but was right back the next day, giving it everything he had. And that's all we can ask of these guys. To come in every day, make your teammates better, and just compete.
And then one other kid, too, we should mention here, Cooper Freiberger. He had it's not every night that you see a 4-point play. He got one there, got fouled on the three, and then knocked down the free throw. And, you know, he's just high energy. He always plays hard. He never goes at less than 100. To me, you know, I saw that last year as a sophomore, both football and basketball. When he gets his minutes, he gives you everything he has.
Oh, absolutely. You can never question Cooper's effort. I watching him play football this year was a ton of fun because he really assumed a leadership role, and you're right. He steps on the basketball floor and he's instant energy. He's an undersized guy that can battle with some guys that are bigger. He's a bigger, stronger kid. The challenge for him is going to be, where can I assert myself? When can I look to be aggressive and shoot? I thought a couple times he passed up a shot or two that he maybe could have had. He got in the middle of the paint last night on some guys and looked to pass it rather than stay aggressive, try to finish that sucker off with a little floater or shot. But you can never fault the kid's heart. So we're really lucky to have him on our team.
And just to wrap things up here, one game does not a season make. The cliche we always pull out, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You have one game under the belt. There were lessons to be learned last night. Hopefully those lessons are applied tonight down in Mitchell.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about it before the season. You know, you don't win a state title that first night. It's a process. And when you listen to college coaches talk all over the place, you know, the Nick Sabans and guys like that, they don't talk about focusing on that championship. They focus on the process and getting better every single day. So that's our job, and that's my job as the coach. Today, when they come in, lift them up, talk about some things that we messed up last night, opportunities we had squandered away, and come in and hopefully we fix those today before we head down to Mitchell and take on a tough Colonels team.
John Scouten, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Again, here on Heads to the Corn Hut tonight, Mitchell Corn Palace for a doubleheader with Mitchell. Again, everything's an hour earlier for the Saturday doubleheaders, so 2:30 for sub-varsity. Hope to have the girls going by 5:15, followed by the boys, both varsity games coming up later today here over on Tiger 95. We'll talk here on Tiger Girls Basketball next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll talk here on Tiger Girls Basketball now with head coach Tim Buddenhagen. Tigers fall to Sioux Falls, Washington to open the season last night. And, coach, kind of a tale of two halves. You did the things you needed to in the first half to keep yourself in the game. Second half, though, just couldn't hit a shot from the field. And Washington just needed a little opening, and they took advantage of it.
Yeah, they did. I was watching a film last night. It was like 28-35. With about 5 minutes to go, 5:50 to go in the third quarter. And then a minute 30 later, we were down 19. It was a conventional three-point play. We didn't box out. They get a rebound. We hack them. Then they hit the two threes. Outside of the four or five threes that they hit, everything else was either a layup or a free throw. And we got one layup. And we struggled to get that because Tenley's on the floor, flips it to Bella. She puts it up over 6'5". So, and that's the only layup we got. So outside of that, we gave up layups and we get free throws, and we can't guard either one of those.
And that's the thing with the way our team is constituted. There just isn't a lot of height. You know, Libby Rounds is a giant at 5'10", basically, on our team. That means we have to find other way. We have to play to our strengths. One is to be solid defensively. I thought we did that at times in the first half. We know we're not going to score a lot of points. I think 26.5 was pretty good. But bottom line is, in the first half, we scrapped, we clawed, we did the things we needed to in the first half.
Yeah, you're right. I thought we played hard. I mean, there's no question that we played hard, but now it's the execution part. You and I are talking beforehand. The first play, we got a girl that's guarding somebody, and then we see that, well, that's my girl. So two of them run at one. They backpick a girl, and then because she's not guarded, she just slips right to the rim for a layup. And that's how our whole night started. And from there, it really just didn't get any better. We made some good defensive stands. Rebounding was 43-38. I mean, we only got out-rebounded by five, and, we're a foot shorter at some spots than what they were. But, we battled. We just got to continue to execute. We just, 27 turnovers, the game honors the team making the fewest mistakes, and that's why Washington won.
That's the two things that stuck out to me were the turnovers. I think the turnover margin was 27-12, so we were minus 15 in that category. And then just shooting, we just couldn't knock down shots, especially the second half, only one field goal in the second half. And, Haven Hines got hot in the first half. Well, it doesn't take too long for Washington to figure out, well, we got to watch number 23.
Well, if 2-3 zone, when they match up and they spread out very a lot, and you got 6-5 in the middle, so they funnel people to the middle, and she's standing there in the middle of the paint. So what our girls did is they penetrate the pass, which means that I'm looking at you, and the Washington girls stepping out for the steal. Instead of us turning the corner, getting to the basket, jump stopping at the elbow, and then getting a good shot. Every time we penetrated, we had somebody on the backside wide open. So we got to learn how to penetrate and then jump stop. How many times did we penetrate, put the ball over our head, and travel? I mean, we must have had about 10 or 12 travels last night. So, we got that on tap for this morning, working on the jump stop, working on the pass. Mitchell's a different beast, though. Mitchell's going to get into you man-to-man full court. They're not as tall in the inside, but the Craney girl's a good shooter, and we got to try to keep their guards out of the paint.
And not only that, Mitchell is an experienced bunch. I assume they're going to start five seniors. If they don't, it'll be just about there. They have two guards that have been starting for a couple of years. You mentioned Cranny, also the Lindbergh girl. Mackenzie Miller still coming back from that knee injury, but she's still going to be a force on the inside as well. They got a nice combination there with some height, some guard play. They have a couple girls that will most likely come off the bench that will be able to contribute, and they can do different things.
Yeah, Washington, same thing. They started five seniors last night. It makes a lot of difference. So what we got to do is, we got to match Mitchell's intensity because obviously it's their first game, our second. We got to take care of the basketball because they are aggressive, man-to-man. I know they're going to trap Haven. They're going to do some run and jump. They're going to make others make a play, which I would too. And then we just got, like I said, we got to take care of the ball. We got to make sure that we can get an offense. If they overplay, we got to go back door. We got to be more creative offensively. We got to be hard to guard. We got to move. Our spacing wasn't very good last night, meaning that we had three or four girls in one area, and then two could guard four. That's not very good odds for us. Like I said, our defensive pressure didn't cause any turnovers last night. Didn't wear Washington down. Kind of wore us down instead. But that's the type of team we are. We got to be able to put on some pressure. We got to get some turnovers. We just didn't do that last night.
And some of those things will come. I think there had to be, whether you want to admit it or not, there was some nerves. You had Kylie Overbay, Brooke Schultz starting for the first time. I'm not sure if Brooke was even dressing varsity last year. You had the Shreve girl playing eighth grade ball last year, opening the season tonight against Sioux Falls Washington varsity or last night. But bottom line is, I thought Bella, she stepped up. She hit a three there fairly early. She wasn't afraid, didn't look afraid out there. It's just a matter of getting experience. I saw somebody do a little quote on Twitter last night is, you're going to play young players, and they're going to have confidence, but when they first step out on that varsity floor for the first time, they're going to forget everything for a while.
It is. I think we all did. I think there was a lot of girls that forgot a lot of things, outside of Haven. Haven's steady. She thinks a game. She was in the right spot for most of the night, but the other girls were just scattered. And you're right. It's going to take us a while to settle down. Run through some stuff. I mean, we're going to demand that we run some things that we don't have much in yet, but we got to run what we have. And then we're going to be successful because, last night, if we spaced the floor a little bit more, took advantage of the gaps, which means in between two players, because they're so spread out wide, taking away the next pass, that there was a gap that we could have penetrated in, get to that elbow jump stop. We either had the nice 15-footer or we had to pass on the weak side out for a shooter. But, you know, that's going to come, and I think that's more of the panic-type situation. Uh-oh, we haven't scored. I got to make a play. And instead of, you know, calming down, having the game slow down, we just sped ourselves up.
You know, with a couple of goals, hopefully getting a game under the belt will help too, in particular Tenley Budenhagen and Sammy Schultz. Maybe they were a little tight last night too, knowing, you know, I got to shoulder a lot of this year, and maybe having that game under the belt will make a difference as well.
Boy, I hope so. You know, Haven can't shoulder the burden herself. I mean, she just can't. She did a fantastic job last night. She gets 16 the first half and only gets two, partly because she was the only one that could hit a shot. I mean, we only had two girls hit a field goal. Bella hit a three, and then she got, you know, a layup. And that's it. So, you know, other girls got to step up. We need three girls in doubles. Didn't get that last night. You know, I wish it was Tenley and Sammy, because they have experience, but we got to find it from somewhere, and hopefully we can get that. But, you know, it's one game, and my dad always said Rome's not built in a day.
And one other thing, too, get back to that rebounding. You know, we only got out-rebounded by five, and when you look at it, really, that was a win for us, because realistically, we kind of out-rebounded them because they got at least probably 10 rebounds, just because they were 6'5 and we weren't, or they were 6'1 and we weren't. So to me, we out-rebounded them. It seemed like we were in position most of the time there.
Yeah, and when you're one of 17 in the second half, there's a lot more defensive rebounds than offensive. So, I thought rebounding-wise, you know, there was a couple times that we missed some box out, but otherwise I thought girls, we battled, we fought for the ball. Like we told them, we want to be fighters, but, you know, when you're in a fight and you start getting hit, you got a counterpunch, and we didn't counterpunch last night in the second half.
Well, just to wrap things up here, as you get set for Mitchell tonight, I think your dad's quote is exactly where you have to go at this point. And you even said when I talked to you on Tuesday, the month of December, we just got to see where we're at, what we're going to be, and we need to be what we're going to be by the middle of January.
Absolutely. We don't move very well right now in the press. I think we're kind of hesitant, and he who hesitates loses. So we got to get rid of the hesitation. Kind of the only person that really attacked last night was Haven. We got to go on the attack, and fear does that to you. And then again, when you're getting hit continually, you know, that kind of strikes a little fear, and you're kind of hesitant. So we got to play fearless, be on the attack, get a couple more fast break layups, hopefully hit some jump shots and rebound tonight, and play better defense, and then hopefully we can stay in the game.
Tim Budenhagen, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball, will shoot for a 5:15 tip-off tonight from the Mitchell Corn Palace over on Tiger 95. Back with more here, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're back at Slumberland Furniture talking to Rich Bragg. Hopefully by this time you've got all of your Thanksgiving leftovers eaten. We're still going to talk about the Thanksgiving sale, because there's great deals going on. But you know what? Your time is running out.
Got 25% off of the Slumberland low price. That does go here for just this final week. Also still some of those great specials. That artwork, the big canvas artwork for $19. We've still got a few of those left. We also are starting to get into our year-end clearance, so we've got a lot of our other artwork throughout the store marked down. So if you've been looking for a new wall hanging or picture, now would be a great time. And then again, still just the big specials on mattresses. We still are running the free adjustable base upgrade, so a lot of the beds, you can add that power base for no extra charge to the set. We still have the 5-year financing running with Tempur-Pedic, as well as the $300 bonus cash that you can apply to power bases. So lots of great deals still going. But again, this will be the last week. You want to get in now and take advantage of those.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, wrapping up the show. Going to talk a little about basketball scheduling here as we have just come upon a brand new season. We've already seen a change in the scheduling strategy for the Huron Tigers last night. Huron hosting Sioux Falls, Washington in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader last night, and that's probably the one thing that jumps out in this year's schedule. The Sioux Falls schools are back on Huron's schedule consistently. Huron has not played the Sioux Falls schools since the 2012-13 season, at least in a regular season. And that changes now as everybody wants to get schedules a little more even, a little more fair, with the SODAC 16 in place now, replacing the old district and region system for AA basketball and volleyball. Huron High Activities Director Terry Roder says as they continue to work on the new schedules, the goal is to get everyone scheduling the same.
What we've done over the last two or three years is try to lay the groundwork as far as seeding and making sure that the seeds are fair. We still have some work to do in that area. We did gain some ground last year on statewide scheduling with AA schools and volleyball and basketball. We have work to do in that yet.
Coach Roder said that in general terms, he was happy with how the 16 worked out last year.
I thought after the first year it went pretty well. The top 16 teams are in. The bottom two teams don't get in. There's some pros and cons to that, but I thought overall the first year went pretty well. The games were competitive. The state tournament games were really competitive. The crowds were good, so it looks like it's going to be here to stay.
Mr. Roder said it was important to get the Sioux Falls schools back on the schedule.
It's something that I felt and the coaches felt that we needed to try to get on a regular season schedule. Big disadvantage to not play them in a regular season and turn around and play them at the state tournament. So we kind of felt that it's hurt some of our teams in the past by not playing them in a regular season. It should help our strength of schedule overall.
And the overall goal is to play the 17 other AA schools, which then leaves a little wiggle room to do something else with the remaining three games that would be available on the regular season schedule.
Our basketball teams haven't been able to play in classics in the past because our schedule's been full. This will open up the door for us to possibly go to Sanford Premier Center down in Sioux Falls and play some games down there, maybe against in-state competition, maybe against out-of-state competition. So it just gives us a little bit more flexibility and gives our kids an opportunity that we haven't had in the past.
Of course, the biggest thing that the state does need to move on is changing the state seeding system. At least that is my opinion. There are definitely some variables there that help some teams while hurting other teams. And just an easy comparison to point at was last year in Huron Tiger boys basketball. Huron finished the regular season with a record of 7-13. Spearfish finished the regular season, same record, 7-13. All seven of Huron's wins came against AA schools. All seven of Spearfish's wins came against Class A schools. No AA victories, but yet, through the seeding formula, Huron and Spearfish were tied for their spot. Huron got the spot by tiebreaker because they had beaten Spearfish during the regular season, but there's got to be accountability for schools that consistently play down into the lower classes. I know some say that it's a chance for those smaller schools to play the bigger schools, but so be it. But there needs to be penalties for that aspect. Of course, one of the biggest issues is out West River, where Douglas, Spearfish, and Sturgis are all members of the Black Hills Conference, meaning they have regularly scheduled Class A teams just in conference play. But if we're going to have everybody on the same playing field in AA, and everybody needs to play each other. Don't forget, we have basketball coming up today. A pair of doubleheaders will have our opener for area sports here on KOKK today, as Miller will host Cheyenne Eagle Butte to open the season in Miller. We'll shoot for around 5:30 with the tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys here on KOKK. Then over on Tiger 95, here on Tiger Basketball, goes to the road for the first time in the season. Doubleheader at the Corn Hut. It'll be here on at Mitchell, and we'll shoot for a 5:15 start for the girls with the boys' game to follow. That'll be coming up today on Tiger 95. Mike Hendrickson and the Sportsmax is coming up shortly. Up next, though, will be Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Monty James for the TRU Biography Series on this great American radio station. This week, we are featuring an amazing mother, wife, cowgirl, arm wrestler, and first-time NFR qualifier, Jessica Rotier. We'll meet Jessica and find out what makes this flying Frenchie tick. But first, a big shout-out to our sponsors at A-Bar K Trailer Sales and legendary Sioux Steel Company. A-Bar K has one of the biggest parts inventories in the entire Midwest for all makes and models of trailers. Call Jennifer Nelson for the absolute best pricing anywhere on Wilson Livestock or complete customized Platinum Rodeo trailers as fancy or plain as you want them. Before you pay more elsewhere, get a quote over the phone at 605-310-3441. That's Jenny the Trailer Girl, gal, at 605-310-3441. Do it. Jessica Rotier is a lady that has her hands full. She and her husband Riley ranch near Buffalo, South Dakota, raising horses, cattle, and kids. Lots of kids. Brayden, Peyton, Raina, Rose, and Charlie range in age from 13 to 2. She grew up on a farm in Wisconsin, but don't hold that against her. She's a four-time National High School Finals qualifier and won a National Collegiate Rodeo Championship for National American University in 2003. It was her once-in-a-lifetime horse smoothie that took her to four college national finals, 11 circuit finals, and four national circuit finals. Jessica remembers, quote, "I semi-retired smoothie at 21, but shortly after my daughter Peyton started running her. And now at 23, she's getting back into shape to go with me to the NFR. I don't plan on running her unless Missy needs a break, but if Missy does, there is no other horse I'd rather run." The aforementioned Missy is a 7-year-old mare who she ran all summer and ultimately is taking Jessica to the big dance. Fiery Miss West came to Jessica as a 2-year-old. Jessica remembers, "We got her broke, ranched on her a bunch, and somehow got her going around the barrels, even though I was preggers for about half of the first 5 years of her life. She won 7 futurities, ended up winning the circuit, and took second at the circuit finals in Kissimmee and on to Calgary. It was then I decided I should step outside the circuit a little and enter some bigger rodeos." Well spoken, Jessica. The rest will play out in Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo. During her downtime, which is rare, Jessica and her family like to do a little snow skiing, mostly in the Black Hills. She doesn't mind cooking, and when asked what her Blizzard Day culinary specialty is, she replied, "When you're the only cook, who's going to complain? But I do make a pretty good homemade pizza." She says her pet peeve is when her 6 family members are constantly asking her questions when she's brushing her teeth. Everyone needs a little me time, right? She then confirmed the rumor that she recently won an arm wrestling tournament at the Buffalo Labor Day Bash, and says her secret to staying so ripped and tough is horses and kids. Quoteth Jessica, "We have a 2-seater stroller that usually has 3 kids in it, plus all their stuff. Imagine pushing that from the parking lot to the arena in Ponoka. Great sense of humor, excellent mother, and world-class barrel racer." Best of luck to Jessica Rotier. Monty James for the TRU Biography Series on this great American radio station. Thanks for listening, and best of luck to all NFR contestants.
The folks at Premier Equipment are proud to be the world's number one Haybuster dealer. You heard right. Family-owned and operated, Premier Equipment sells more of the famous Haybuster tub grinders, vertical mixers, seed drills, and bale processors than any of the massive corporate-owned conglomerations. That tells you, my friend, that the pricing has to be the best on the planet. Visit PremierEQSD.com to take a look at their entire Haybuster new and used arsenal. Visit your local Premier Equipment location, family-owned by the Linsco family since 1950.
So we get together once a week to talk about real estate. We hear about a bunch of properties that are for sale. We remind you of a couple of things. First of all, if you are looking to buy a home or a farm, some hunting ground, a business, you can buy a business. You can just buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to put a house out there in the future. You could buy all that through the Real Estate Connection. They're located on Dakota Avenue South. You can call 352-1300. You can call this guy, Reg, directly at 350-2223. Now, if you want to sell your home, maybe you want to downsize, maybe you want to upgrade, maybe your family's growing, maybe you need a place out in the country, you want maybe a little hobby farm, that's an idea. You could buy all those things through the Real Estate Connection. You want to try a business? Hey, they got some businesses for sale, farms, hunting ground, farm ground, that kind of stuff. So if you want to buy it or sell it in the world of real estate, they're going to help you out at the Real Estate Connection. Dakota Avenue South in Huron, or call them at 352-1300. You can also call this guy, Reg, directly at 350-2223. Reg, how you doing today?
We're doing good, Matt.
It's a little bit brisk, but I understand that next week, mid-30s. Ooh. So that, you know, for the middle of December, That's probably not bad.
We will definitely take that.
All right, what's your opinion on the White Christmas? Do you need the White Christmas?
Just a dusting.
Just a dusting. Yeah, see, that's how I am, too. I don't dislike snow necessarily, but I dislike a lot of snow.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. Hopefully we'll get a nice little dusting in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
And you could be in your brand new home. Yeah, you could be. You could start off new year, new home, new you. How about that?
Absolutely.
Looks like you got a nice robust list for us today, Reg. Where are we headed to start?
Well, we're going to start out in Iroquois this morning. We have got a nice three bed, two bath home, about 1,500 square feet in Iroquois. This is 240 Kiowa Street West. Drive by, check it out if you're in the Iroquois area. Listed at $62,500, so a good entry-level price range on that one. Also want to check out, we've got several listings right now in the Woonsocket, Wessington Springs area. If you're looking to be in that southwest area, out of here in a little bit, give us a call. We can tell you more about those. We've got about three or four down in that area, so we'll just kind of leave it at that on those. Maybe looking for a commercial space. Maybe you've been renting for many years in here and Huron. Tired of paying rent? Here's a great opportunity at 1560 Dakota Avenue South. This is about a 1,600 square foot building, beautiful standalone building. Looks good from the street. It's got great, great curb appeal, and it's right on Dakota Avenue South. It's listed at $115,000, so it's not a ton of money. If you're renting and tired of paying rent, you want to have your own building, build your own equity, give us a call, 1560 Dakota Avenue South. I've also got a very nice three-bedroom, two-bath home with about 2,200 square feet. This is 833 Nicollet Avenue Southwest. It's priced at $134,900. Check it out on Nicollet Avenue Southwest. Also, you're looking for a larger home, looking for maybe some room to kind of spread the family out. Everybody kind of wants their own space. Check out 1181 Nebraska Southwest. This is a kind of a, you might say, a three-level home. It's not a great big, huge, huge old-style home, but it does have three levels of living space. It's got a beautiful wraparound deck. It's got a very, very nice attached, oversized double garage. Was used as partly as a man cave with a heater in it. A very, very nice attached garage, also a single detached garage, 1181 Nebraska Southwest. Drive by and take a look at it. It's right on the corner. Beautiful property, like I said, wraparound deck. Listed at $139,900. Drive by, take a look at it, and I'd love to show it to you. Moving down the line here, we've got some very nice commercial. If you're looking for a large amount of square footage, we have a couple of buildings available that are empty, could be used for storage, shop space, whatever you're looking for. We've got a space at 1229 Dakota Avenue North. This has an acre and a half with it, so tons of outdoor space as well as indoor space. New lighting, new infrared heating on this one. We've also got the old Coke building downtown, 227 Dakota Avenue North. This one has almost 6,000 square feet with many, many upgrades, new electrical service, overhead insulated doors, insulated new insulation, sheeting. We've also got on Highway 14, we've got the Summers Bearing building. That's 7,000 square feet. Very nice commercial building. Could be used for many, many, many different things. Give us a call. We'd love to visit with you about your properties. If you're thinking of buying or selling, we can help you. We've got multiple agents available at our office, and we would love to help you finish out the 2018 on a strong note.
Great. Get yourself a home, kids. Sell yours. Buy one. Businesses, farm ground, hunting ground, whatever you're looking for, they're going to help you out. You see a for sale sign in the front yard of a home, you go, hey, I really like that home. I'm going to call Reg. Doesn't matter what that sign says. Doesn't matter whose name is on that sign. You can go ahead and work with Reg at the Real Estate Connection if you'd like. 352-1300. That's the number down there at the Real Estate Connection. You can come see him at Dakota Avenue South in Huron, or again, you can call Reg directly. 350-2223. In fact, you probably got to go because I think I heard your phone going on.
Hey, there you go.
You're a busy man. All right, well, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Thanks, Matt.
All right, Reg Kleinsizer there from the Real Estate Connection. Stop down on Dakota Avenue South. Call the office at 352-1300. Call Reg directly, 350-2223. It's Reg Kleinsizer with the Real Estate Connection.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 27. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 14. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 27. Dry with temps near average Monday and Tuesday and highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcevski on KOKK. Currently, it's 9 above.
You're listening to Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Sports Max. I'm your host, Mike Henriksen. We've got three brand new interviews lined up for you today, and we're going to talk an awful lot about history in the state of South Dakota when it comes to sports. We've got three very interesting folks to chat with. First of all, a reminder, Sports Max is brought to you by Great Bear Ski Park. Boy, is it going to be a wonderful year at Great Bear. They have had the snow guns going, and of course, with these temperatures, the snow is piling up out there. Be watching closely at their website for when they will be open and to get some season passes and that sort of thing as well. GreatBearPark.com, and make sure you make some plans for your group or your organization, whatever it may be, to ski the bear this winter. Again, GreatBearPark.com. Also, a reminder that we are proud to be a partner of Helping Kids Round First. It's a grassroots charitable organization that makes a difference in the lives of kids and adults in Nicaragua each and every day. Find out more. They could use your help. Go to helpingkidsroundfirst.org. And a couple of reminders that I'm going to be on the road with my book, which is running out, quite honestly. I'll be in Hartford coming up on Sunday afternoon, the 9th. That's from 10 until 3 at the event center there in Hartford. And, weather permitting, I will be at the Lakota Nation Invitational coming up on the 14th and 15th out in Rapid City. Looking forward to that. But I would suggest that if you want a book, your best bet is to go to sportsmaxradio.com or to follow First Person Legendary South Dakota Sports Stories on Facebook. Coming up today, Dave Kemp tells us about his website, sdsportshistory.com. Justin Kaler, the Midland native, tells us about how we can get our hands on floating horses, the Casey Tibbs story, and George Kiner of Volga with Coaches Against Cancer tells us how we can help out his organization. They're all coming up today on Sports Max, so we get underway right after this.
Sports fans, make the trip to Lake Norton to see the South Dakota Baseball Hall of Fame. Great baseball history featuring the teams, the players, and the legends of South Dakota baseball. Recently renovated, the South Dakota Baseball Hall of Fame in Lake Norton is a great way to spend an afternoon and features a special display on South Dakotans that have made it to the majors. This unique museum chronicles some of the best things about South Dakota and the game it loves. Admission is a free will donation and they're almost always open. Make plans to visit the South Dakota Baseball Hall of Fame in Lake Norton. You will love what you find.
And welcome back to Sports Max. I'm your host, Mike Henriksen. We continue with our theme of history as we are joined by the founder of Mariah Press, also the man who runs the website sdsportshistory.com, Dave Kemp joins us. Dave, how are you today?
Good, good.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about the background. How did SD Sports History come to be?
It was created back in the mid-2000s as a database to present the documentation of the sports records that we had started to develop, actually in conjunction with the creation of the Celebration book, which is a history of the Activities Association, and the creation of the book, the History of Independent Baseball, that was created during that time, and also to, you know, realistically to document and present and create a database for the football records and the other sports records in South Dakota.
Yeah, so what can we find now when we go to sdsportshistory.com?
Well, right now, you can see the end of a process that started in August of documenting and presenting the football records for the South Dakota high school season of 2018. We created preseason records to be looked at and people to be looked at, and then weekly updates of the records that were set during that time. And we're in the process now of getting all the all-state documentations and all the other records in, and in the near future we'll be able to present the final records. So that's what we've been doing. We've been working on the football season. And this has been a process that we started initially in 2005. So this would be, what, our 13th, 14th year doing that.
Dave Kemp is our guest with Mariah Press and with SDSportsHistory.com. We are coming up on basketball season. What have you got for basketball records?
Well, I was looking at, 2017 was quite active for documenting records at the time. What we're looking at now, and I have two people working on the projects, is we created a database about 3 years ago. Dan Gensler did most of the work on South Dakota men's collegiate records, which is very intriguing, very, 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 of interest these days. And we're expanding that and looking at following. Well, first of all, one thing that we came back in recent months is we documented the fact that we had an all-time record set for college basketball, and that was Tate Martin of Dakota Wesleyan set the all-time record for 832 assists in his career. And he's also on the board as far as person who had 1,000 points and over 500 assists in his career. So it's something we came up with. So what's important now, and we're working on that presentation, is the fact that Mike Dom's Nate Walters' record for South Dakota State, but he's going to be approaching, unless something happens in the next couple months, the all-time list of all-time scorers in South Dakota basketball history at the college level. So we're going to be monitoring that.
Who leads that list right now? Is it Alan Miller?
No, he's second.
Okay, who is number one?
Eric Klein.
Oh, okay. All right, Eric Klein.
So what is it, 2,300 now, I believe, for Dom, and I think the record is at the, high 2,000s.
Okay. Also, Dave, it's not just the men's side of things that you look at when it comes to records, correct?
Yes, we had China Stevens, who just finished her career at South Dakota State, has been helping with us or working with us on compiling the women's records for collegiate records or for basketball. And we've got those put together. We're in the process of getting them back up on the site. We're actually working on getting the records from Yankton College, Huron College, and the National College business on Rapid City. So we got to get all the people that had programs, and it's going to be very interesting. There's it's interesting to see over the last 40 years now of who the all-time assist leaders are, scoring leaders, rebounding. People will be surprised with that. We're not completely ready to put it up yet, but we'll have it up shortly.
Dave Kemp joins us. The website is sdsportshistory.com. I know one thing you've been working on also, Dave, and that is you're working very hard to update the video portion of the website. Tell us about that.
Well, if you want to get on the site without the subscription, in the near future, we're going to have the video that we did for the Spirit of Sioux Award. We had created a lot and restored a lot of videos during the women's basketball history program that we did for public broadcasting. And in the last probably 2 or 3 years, we provided copies to Chick Big Crow and the operation on Pine Ridge. Well, when we came up with the ideas, we realized that almost all of the venues now have video boards. And so we could, rather than having a script that's been written for, read for the last 30 years, we're going to be able to do put up a video commemorating Sue Ann's life and career with all of the highlights of all of their, of her career, outstanding moments that we have available.
Also, some other work on the video as well. What else can we find?
We're working on upgrading the site to the point where we're going to be able to run actually whole games, and we're working on that now. It's a slow process, and we have you can get on through the Mariah Press video site. You can watch clips of the famous games. We have 40 some up there now over the years.
Dave Kemp is his name, Mariah Press, and SDSportsHistory.com. That's the websites. Dave, you mentioned it before. None of this comes for free because there's an awful lot of work that goes into it. Tell us how we can subscribe.
An individual can get a $20 year-long subscription, which, I was mentioning before, weekly updates for football are worth at least $20, I guess. But anyway, you get the subscription, which gives you the opportunity to get into all the sports records that we have, and limited to videos, but all the sports records especially. One thing I didn't mention before was that we've been in the process of upgrading and including all the material that we've collected since the Activities Association history on sports like track, cross country, wrestling, volleyball, gymnastics, tennis. So we're expanding those so that you can go back in and see what we did, you know, the narratives that we did for the centennial history and the additional outstanding performances for that and additional photographs. So you can get into the site and get wander around. We're doing a lot more on independent baseball.
That's outstanding. And we simply go to SDSportsHistory.com to actually sign up.
Yes, get a subscription. Get on there. Be patient. It does take a while. PayPal and the other people take a while. You know, it's like ordering books. You know, that won't happen right like that. But you can get on there and get access very quickly.
All right. Again, the website SDSportsHistory.com. It is the website. It is fascinating. It is a great way to stay on top of the history of sports and perhaps even learn something while you're at it.
Also, one last plug on that too is that, we're at the point now where we need relative youngsters ready to participate in this. And when I took on, for example, the football records from, and some of the other records from Raj Tolan, you can read about it in First Person's, Raj Tolan's interview in First Person's, but that was the idea that I had taken over for him at that point. Well, now it's a time where we need to get younger people who want to be interested in it, get involved with the whole thing. And if we get enough subscription, enough sponsorships for things, we can get that paid for and we can turn it over so that these records can be maintained. You have to remember in South Dakota, there's nothing in-house. Everything's done independently.
SDSportsHistory.com is the website. Dave, thanks so much for the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you. Should be an enjoyable experience. Thank you. Thanks.
And we're back with more on SportsMax right after this.
First Person, legendary South Dakota sports stories. The new book from Mike Hendrickson is now available. First Person is a compilation of interviews Mike has done during his long radio career. The book features 15 individuals, some you know and some you should know. Follow First Person on Facebook to find out which stores carry it. Or you can go to SportsMaxRadio.com or MariahPress.com to order online. First Person, legendary South Dakota sports stories, celebrates everything that makes our state great and is even being enjoyed by non-sports fans. First Person, legendary South Dakota sports stories. The new book from Mike Hendrickson. Get yours soon.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the South Dakota Army National Guard. Aired by the South Dakota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Black Friday is over. Now it's Christmas savings from Santa at Postrolos in Huron. All 2018 Chevy vehicles have GM employee pricing. Buy a 2018 GMC Denali Crew Cab discounted $10,500, only $54,624. All 2019 Buick Enclaves have 9% off MSRP. But don't wait for Santa to deliver it. Get one now while we still have them. That's at Pastrallo Motor Sales in Huron.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 27. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 14. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 27. Dry with temps near average Monday and Tuesday and highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki on KOKK. Currently, it's 9 above.
And welcome back to Sports Max. I'm your host, Mike Henriksen. Our next guest is a gentleman that has been on the show on several occasions. It has been wonderful to follow this project that that recently came to the public. He is from Midland, South Dakota. Justin Kaler joins us. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Mike.
It's my pleasure as well. Justin, let's go back and talk about floating horses, the Casey Tibbs story, before we actually make the announcement as to some pretty big news that that just broke on that. Take us back to the beginning of this project. For people who haven't heard you over the course of the last, what's it been, 4 years since I first had you on the show, something along those lines?
Yeah, when you say it, it makes it sound like a long time, but yeah, it's probably been 4 years of, you know, research and then up until this point, so it's been a journey up a pretty steep hill, but definitely worth it.
What was it about Casey Tibbs that made you want to do a documentary film about him?